for KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez. Firefighters have established containment lines around a nearly 3,100-acre wildfire in the Badlands southwest of Kalamasa. CAL FIRE says they have achieved a 67% containment of the shore fire. As of Wednesday evening, most evacuation orders were downgraded to warnings, while some of the prior warnings were canceled altogether. Two men were arrested in a plot to kill government officials at a UFC event at the White House over the weekend. KVCR's Madison Ahmet reports.
The DOJ alleges that Brian Omar Roa of Kalamasa and Michael Allen Thomas of Pinyon Hills conspired with three others to attack the UFC event at the White House. The FBI arrested Roa, Thomas, and the three others in Nebraska, Missouri, and Ohio over the weekend. The men allegedly planned to set off bombs at the fight on Sunday to force evacuations at the event. Then they planned to deploy snipers to attack government officials. Roa, Thomas, and the others were charged this week with conspiracy to commit murder and conspiracy to commit violence on White House grounds. If they're convicted of conspiring to commit murder, they could face life in prison and a $250,000 fine. For KVCR News, I'm Madison Ahmet.
Riverside City Manager Mike Fiatrell, who's been embroiled in controversy, has resigned for a second time in 2 months. This comes just a week after Fiatrell's wife filed a claim against the city. KVCR's Anthony Victoria reports.
Futrell first resigned in April after he accepted a job as Pasadena city manager. But 10 days later, Futrell announced he was staying in Riverside. His wife, Susan Freeman, said she wanted Futrell to find another job because of a letter she received from the council in December. The council accused Freeman of harassing city employees through unwanted text messages and emails. Last week, Freeman filed a legal claim against the city, claiming they defamed her and violated her constitutional rights. At a press conference Wednesday, the council announced that Futrell resigned again, saying that it was in the city's best interest. Officials said Futrell's severance package includes 9 months of salary. The assistant city manager will fill the role until a replacement is found. For KVCR News, I'm Anthony Victoria.
A bill advancing through the legislature would bar companies involved in immigration detention and enforcement from receiving certain state benefits. Cap Radio's Gerardo Zavala has more.
Luis Beltran Yanez Cruz, age 36.
Members of Sacramento Area Congregations Together, or SAC Act, are reading the names of people who have died this year in ICE custody. The interfaith group holds monthly prayers and vigils outside of the John Moss Federal Building in downtown Sacramento, which houses immigration court. But organizers say prayer alone isn't enough. They're backing a measure that would prohibit companies that own, manage, or profit from private detention facilities from receiving state grants, loans, and tax credits. Brother Seth Samuels with SAC Act.
With one hand, they are hurting our families and hurting our state, and with the other hand, they're taking our tax dollars. And so AB 2465 is about separating that and making sure that if we're going to use our tax dollars to reward companies, we're doing it for companies that are standing up for our state.
Bill author Assemblymember Liz Ortega says the measure sends a clear message to the Trump administration.
Our tax dollars will not continue to contribute to his reign of terror.
Opponents, including the California Chamber of Commerce, argue the bill's language is too vague and could strip state benefits from companies with federal contracts not directly related to immigration enforcement. The bill cleared the assembly and now heads to the Senate Revenue and Taxation Committee. In Sacramento, I'm Gerardo Zavala.
A temporary ban on data centers and similar high-intensity computing uses is in effect in Desert Hot Springs. The city council voted unanimously Tuesday to adopt a 45-day moratorium on permits, licenses, and other entitlements related to data center developments. City officials say they are weighing the potential impacts of the facilities on the community after hearing residents express concerns. This has been your Midday News Report. For KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez.